And right now, I've got a legend. Give me a moment. This is a rather extensive resume I got to run down. He is currently the cornerbacks coach at Mississippi State, a three-time All-American, a Jim Thorpe Award winner. He was seventh in the Heisman voting as a DB. He led the nation in interceptions and return yardage. He holds the Florida State record for most interceptions. He played 14 years in the NFL. He was a Super Bowl champion. He is a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, class of 2019. He is a very good friend of the program. He is Terrell Buckley. T-Buck, my man, how are you?
Oh, man, I feel really, really good after that introduction.
T-Buck.
Everything good. How are you doing?
Great, dude. I'm great. T-Buck, it's kind of funny. I don't want to make it about us, but the fact is you and I kind of came in together and they put us in our respective Hall of Fames in the same year at almost the same time. That's kind of weird, man. They put me in the Radio Hall of Fame and they put you in the College Football Hall of Fame. It just seems fitting because we did come in together.
There you have it, man. Welcome to the jungle. I love that introduction. I remember that like it was yesterday in 1991, 92. So I'm excited for you. And I was very excited about going into the hall in New York this past week. So it's exciting time.
I appreciate you.
To be in the jungle and to be us.
It is great to be in the jungle and to be us. Perfectly said. Terrell Buckley is my guest. All right, so last week you were inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame. Lots to talk about, but bring me up to date. How did it feel to go into the College Football Hall of Fame, and how is life?
I mean, life is great. To have my kids there, Sherelle, Brianna, and Brittany, my mom, Laura, my fiance, everybody that's been a part of it. Florida State coach Mickey Andrews, the greatest defensive coordinator, defensive back coach ever. To have that and be around that atmosphere, and also the guys that I went in with, from London Fletcher to Troy Polamalu, Patrick Willis, these guys, Terry Holt, and then to be able to take a picture with Ronnie Lott, that was like icing on the cake. It was tremendous. I'm very blessed, and I was very excited.
Terrell Buckley joining us. T-Buck, what about Ronnie Lott? Why? What did you think of him as a player and a man, and why did that mean so much to you to get a picture with him?
You're talking about a versatile athlete. Played corner, then he moves to safety. He cuts off his pinky. He wants to go back in the game, and he wants to keep banging folks. He spoke it. He played hard. He played tough, and he made a bunch of plays, and he played for a winning organization. So everything about him, you look and you say, I want to be like that. I want to do the things that he did, except cut that little finger off, the tip of my finger. I ain't want to do that now.
T-Buck, what about that, right? I mean, it seems like it's more lore. It's more legend, but it's true. The man took off a tip of his finger to play in a game. Who else would do that? What does that tell you about that guy?
I tell you, he's the real deal. He is tough. All the sayings you want to say, animal, loves the game, won't let his team down, all that, he is the epitome of that. He embodies that. And I want to make sure that I had something to say. Hey, I knew him. Now let here's the picture. So it was very, very exciting.
I love it. Terrell Buckley is joining us. And T-Buck, if we were to go all the way back to your days coming out of Pascagoula High School, you went to Florida State. Ooh. Deion Sanders had left, but he set a standard. So what were your expectations when you arrived at Florida State? Did you look at what Deion did as a challenge?
Without a doubt. If obviously, arguably the greatest defensive back, the greatest athlete that stepped in Tallahassee, also roam in the NFL field, and have a relationship with him. We still talk and still do things. For him to set a standard that saying this is what a corner, a DB, supposed to look like or play like, and he coming into that, having the same coach, same practice field, same technique, same saying, it was a challenge, and I felt like any great competitor would love to be part of that challenge. Talking about how hard D worked, you know, all the little things that you say, okay, if he did it, if it was good enough for him, surely it's good enough for me. So let me get at it. Let me put in this work. And that was my attitude. And that's what pushed me through. And also adding this, besides Deion – getting a chance to play with Leroy Butler, who should be in the Hall of Fame, NFL Hall of Fame, getting a chance to play behind him my freshman year was another thing that set the standards high that I really, really appreciate about Florida State.
We're talking to Terrell Buckley, Super Bowl champion, College Hall of Famer, and obviously had some amazing times and years at Florida State. T-Buck, one of the things I always respected about you and your game, we could talk technique, we could talk athletic ability, but I always loved your confidence. Where did that confidence come from?
Well, if you look at it, I've won a championship at every level. So teams, from Pop Warner all the way to the NFL. And at every level, part of that, I was a major part of that, making plays. You know, I tell my guys now, I never strived to make plays. I was a playmaker. I know Michael Irvin had the nickname Playmaker, but I also was a playmaker. And the thing was, the receivers, they might make a few plays, but at the end of the day, I was going to make more plays because I was, at that time, I say I am a playmaker. And through the history of me, for as I can remember going back, that's all I did. I made plays. I made plays against the 6'4 guys. I made plays against guys my size or smaller. So inside of me, when you combine the hard work, I'm a show up early, stay late, that I didn't really have a choice but to make plays. That's where that came from.
T-Buck, I'm in a time warp, man. I feel like you just took me back to 1992. I'm busting out in the jungle with T-Buck, and we're talking ball. It is so awesome. There's this legendary play. As long as we're talking about you being a playmaker, a legendary play against Michigan where you picked off Elvis Gerback, and as you were running it back to the end zone, you were showing the ball to every Wolverine player. What do you remember about that play?
Oh, it was awesome, man. That was a big week, obviously, going to Ann Arbor, playing against I forgot the rankings. They was 2 or 3, or we was 1 and 2. North versus South, big versus small, speed, Desmond, Heisman, trophy contender, I mean, all that type of stuff. And to get that, second player of the game, they run a hitch. At that time, I don't know if they did, they really scouting report. Out of everything I did well, I could read that 3-step. And they run a 3-step on the general. In my prime, with the attitude I had, and I jump it, show it to him, jump into the stands, the original Lambeau leap. We call it now the Seminole leap. That was awesome. That was one of those moments that I'll never forget.
We were talking to Terrell Buckley, one of my favorite moments of your career. So when you're coaching young corners now, how tempting is it just to turn on your highlights and show them and say, this is how you're supposed to do it?
Oh, it's very tempting, and they get that. You know, what ends up happening, we end up having a big discussion. I ain't going to call it an argument. And they talk about what they can do and how tough it is nowadays and who make plays and all that stuff. And after probably 2 months of listening to that, I sent them out a text. Now we talk, we do stuff by text. I sent out a text and tell them to bring popcorn and bring their 3D glasses because we're going to have a show to watch today. And it might take 10, 15 minutes to get through this show. And I put that tape in, and when it's over, all the eyes, their mouths drop, and they're like, oh, my God, Coach, I didn't know. And then I tell them, well, I used to tell them to call me the general. Now they have to call me Mr. HOF.
And now they know. Mr. HOF,
now they know.
T-Buck, the thing is, you could have done so many things once your career was over, your playing career, but you chose to go back to school and get your degree and get into coaching. Why was that important to you?
Oh, it was awesome. While I was playing ball, I was only in school 5 semesters. So I needed 75 hours to graduate. And that was, you know, once you set your goals, and I have standards, and myself and my mom, we talked about it. I was still taking classes while I was playing ball. I never stopped. And as soon as I retired, I wanted to get my degree from Florida State, and I went back and finish up and meeting with Coach Andrews and Coach Bowden. That was the start of it, to be able to give back and tell these stories and have what I just described you about the popcorn and talk to the young men about life after football and what's truly, truly important was huge to me. Besides playing golf all the time, which I was doing a lot and listening to us, the older guys talk about how bad the current players was doing and we had it so much tough back when we played. I wanted to be the guy that had an answer, had a solution, and to give back versus just talking about today's generation and what are they and how bad they are. I didn't want to be that guy. And that's probably the main reason I got into coaching, was to bridge that gap.
Terrell Buckley is my guest. I'm glad you mentioned golf. I want to end on that because you were always, still are, an amazing athlete. But I know you love to swing the sticks. There's a story from back in the day. On the golf course, you were beating Michael Jordan. What were the matches like, and what was it like beating MJ, and how did he take that?
Well, this is the thing. We had a big group. So my guy that I always played with was Lawrence Taylor. And Lawrence Taylor, obviously, is a pretty darn good golfer. So when Jordan would come in town, we would split up. You know, you had the – and I got another group. We used to compare the scores. And my score was better sometimes. Sometimes it wasn't. But they had – it was a couple groups, and it was based on how much gambling what was going to be going on. So, obviously, Jordan was in that higher bracket of the gambling part. So we used to get together after the round and put the scorecards in there. But I'm going to tell you this. One of my goals of golf when I'm done coaching is to see can I make the senior tour. That's on my bucket list. That is one of those things that if Tony Romo can go out there and do it, I think I can do it.
Can't wait to see that, T-Buck, and I know you can do it. Three-time All-American, Jim Thorpe Award winner, led the nation in INTs and return yardage. I can go on and on. 14-year NFL vet, Super Bowl champion, and a member of the College Football Hall of Fame class of 2019. I don't know, T-Buck, you and I, we get a little bit older. We get a different perspective. I love you, man. That was such a great conversation. I have no idea why we did not do that sooner, but I'm so glad you and I got caught up like that, and congrats on going into the Hall of Fame.
Thank you so much. And yes, we should have done this a lot sooner. But at the end of the day, much love on this side. I appreciate everything you're doing. I'm proud of you and congratulations.
I'm proud of you too, T-Buck. It's great. Terrell Buckley, my guest. Old school jungle dwellers know how unbelievable T-Buck was on the show. And then for T-Buck to show up today like that, with still dripping in swag, I love him. And if it sounds like I'm fired up, it's because I am fired up. That was a blast. It's my man right there, Terrell Buckley. Great stories, great message, great conversation. Hit him up on Twitter. Let him know how much you thought that was, or how great you thought that was.